This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. To Ngā Reo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here having a chat to you about the wonderfulness. That is, knowing what to do when you feel like you're about to lose the plot, or when you're feeling overwhelmed, or just how to keep your cool. Actually, the wonderfulness that is knowing how to keep your cool. That's the best way to go. But before we get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence, and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation, and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa, and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki, or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health. I do play that ad at the end of the show, so stick around and have a listen, grab a pen and paper, and at the end of the show you'll be able to grab all those contact details for Progress to Health if you're thinking that sounds like something that'd be helpful for you or for someone you care about. So let's jump right in. How to keep your cool. I've just been recently doing some training with work with Progress to Health all around verbal intervention. So it's all around what to do when people are in distress and things aren't going well. And one of the really big things they had is they talk about rational detachment. But pretty much what it is, it's this idea of how do you keep your wits about you? How do you keep your cool when things are going really badly for others or things are going really badly for you, right? And I thought it was a really amazing idea to kind of think about, because once I kind of got into it, I was thinking this is something that it would have been great to know for myself quite a few years ago, because it's one of those things that if you know the steps about how to, like what goes into helping you keep your cool, and this chat is kind of going to weave in a little bit of some of the past episodes that we've done recently on fighting stigma, is that when I talked about three P's, the planning, preparation, and persistence, it's like you have to have an idea of what it takes for you to be able to keep your cool. Like if your cheese is sliding off your cracker, like if everything's going horribly wrong, if you're feeling totally overwhelmed, what does it take for you to feel like you can get through, that you can cope? Because some of it's definitely, like there's some of those real basic day-to-day things that we need to do so we actually look after our mental, physical, and emotional well-being, and so that we actually have some energy, we have some focus, so we can do things. But it's also recognizing the things that actually you know, that contribute to us losing the plot? Like, what are the things that eat our spoons? What are the things that are forks in our lives? Like, if you remember the episode that Hayesa did recently on unified cutlery theory. And so, like, forks are like a measure of or a unit of challenge or things that are not good in our lives, things that make it hard to feel okay. And so the more forks you've got in your life, right, the more forks that are happening, it's like the harder to feel okay, right? So the less easy it is to keep you cool when things go wrong. Because you must, if we all know that feeling, don't we, of when something goes wrong, like say you have just enough milk to make your coffee in the morning and you're going to have a really hard day, but as you go to pour it, you drop the milk bottle or the milk carton and you drop it on the floor and it's just gone. It's all over the floor and it's no way for you to get it back. And it's that moment of like you're already going to have a long, hard day and you're really looking forward to this coffee and now the milk's gone. And it's like technically you're going to have black coffee, but like, you know, if you don't like black coffee, that's not going to be that nice. And maybe how do you cope with that moment of where everything spikes? Because what's happening in your body is like, you know, you've dropped the milk, you have no milk for your coffee. This, we all know this is not the end of the world, but our body and our mind reacts like there's a threat happening. Sometimes what happens is it reacts like there's a saber-toothed tiger has walked in the room and everything's going to go horribly wrong. And so it's really important to recognize when our thinking brain leaves the room and only leaves our emotional brain, so our amygdala. And it's like, what does it take for us to keep it together or to reestablish our cool so that we can actually get through? Because I think it's a really interesting idea to actually have a plan, to actually know what does it take for you to not lose your rag when things go wrong. And one of the things that I found really interesting is kind of recognizing in myself, like the more I talk to people about this stuff, the more I recognize for myself that I like being a patient person. I like being someone who keeps my cool when things are going wrong. I am not a patient person when things are going wrong. When things are going wrong, I am very much. It's like I get a lot of tone in my voice. I get very sharp. I don't want to talk to people. I'm quite dismissive. I'm quite passive aggressive. And so I don't like that. I don't think that's a great way to handle things. And I definitely think the people I'm doing that to don't deserve it. But in the moment, it's really hard because there's like lots of cortisol going through my system. There's lots of adrenaline. Like my thinking brain is like just turned off. And all I've got is emotional brain. And it's like one of the things that I found so great in this training we did was we're thinking about what does it take for us in the moment when someone else is losing the plot, when they're having a really, really hard time, and maybe you, how they're expressing it, like if they're yelling or screaming or swearing or just, you know, pushing things over, because that's how they're expressing their distress and that they're upset and that things are hard. What is it that they, that you do? Well, how is it that you, what does it take for you to feel okay in that moment to be able to have a discussion with them and keep things on track? Because we know, don't we, if we're losing our rag, if we're having a bit of a howdy-do and someone else just goes, okay, yeah, I hear you. Obviously a rough time right now. What do you need right now? Or I can do this thing or this thing. Which one do you want me to do? And it's not being condescending. It's not pandering to you. It's not talking down to you. But it's also not saying, oh, woe is me, your life's so hard, everything's dreadful. Like it's not being over the top. It's just being honest. But it's that thing of like, how can we do that for ourselves? What does it take for us to do that for ourselves? And I just thought that was a really interesting idea to think into. How do we keep our cool when we don't feel cool? Like when we don't, like, you know, when we're losing our rag, when we have a flip-top brain moment and our thinking brain turns off and all we've got is emotional brain. And whether it's a real threat or it's a perceived threat, like there's something happening that we're like, we're not okay with. How do we look after ourselves in that moment? And one of the things that I found really helpful is like in discussion with other people and hearing them talk about how they notice they're not doing so well. Because it was really interesting to talk about, like, what are the signs someone's about to feel like overwhelmed or lash out or do those things? Like, what are the physical things we notice? So it's always that whole idea of, like, if you're talking about self, you're kind of like, what's your thoughts like? What's your actions like? What's your behavior like? What other people notice? What's your environment like? But in this particular one, it was kind of like, what changes in the way the person talks? What changes in the way they hold themselves? What are their actions like? And it was really, it's like, what's their body like? Like, do they speed up or slow down their breathing? Do they speed up or slow down their speech? If they're normally talkative, do they get really quiet? If they're normally quiet, they get really talkative. Like, what is the things that change? What do you notice? And I realized we could do that for ourselves. We could actually, when we're not in the middle of having that kind of meltdown feeling, like, think about, when do I notice? And also, sometimes we don't notice, right? We don't notice at the beginning and we notice later, or someone else points it out to us, right? It's like, hey, well, that's a bit rude, like, feeling a bit sharp there. And it's like, oh, yeah, I kind of felt really impatient because actually I just want you to get it done. And yeah, okay, you've told me it's going to take this amount of time and that's just all there is. Like, we can't make it go any faster. And recognizing, like, because someone's helped point out a way to think about it, like, noticing, what do you notice about yourself? Like, is there something you know about yourself beforehand? Like, because one of the things I recognize for myself, and I was like, oh, and I know I'm not going to notice it every time because it's an internal sensation I have where I get this whole kind of internal feeling of, like, I kind of, that feeling of, like, when you just want to roll your eyes and sigh really deeply. So, like, I have that sensation before I do it. Like, I don't actually do it that often at all. Like, I may think it or feel it inside, but I don't actually express it. But it's like I have that kind of pre-warning of it. And so it's this thing of, like, what is it? How do you recognize that for yourself? And then what are the things you can do when you're recognizing it? Because for me, it was like, oh, like, this is not a be-all and end-all, right? This is just me kind of, like, putting out there some different ideas. Because one of the things that I love about Fighting Stigma is it's this opportunity. So myself and Haihisa, who do the show, we both experience mental health concerns and we both have neurodivergencies. And it's like that whole idea, we're both neurodivergent. There's this whole thing of, like, you know, your brain works in slightly different ways. And it's like, what are the things that make a difference to help us? It's not make our brains better or make our brains work right, but it's that, what can we learn and what can we do and what can we pay attention to that will help our lives be happy and healthy and meaningful and satisfying for ourselves, like that we get to choose what's meaningful and satisfying. And I know getting angry at people, getting frustrated, it's not fun. I don't like it. It's not my aim. Like, I'm not someone who gets really, like, I don't love the idea of petty revenge or malicious compliance and kind of, like, I want chances to one-up other people. Right? I don't want to point out where other people have stuffed up. I actually just would like everyone to be reasonably happy. I'd like some nice stuff happening. And so I want to notice when I'm starting to get nasty. I want to notice when I'm starting to lose my ability to be okay. And so it's the idea of, like, recognizing in ourselves, what are your warning signs? What are your signs that, you know, you're not doing so well? And we're not talking about, like, major mental health crisis. We're not talking about, maybe they're similar, maybe there's things along the way that you recognize. I'm talking about noticing what are the warning signs that you may notice or other people have noticed before you snap at someone or you say something nasty or you just kind of flip someone off and go, yeah, nah, I don't have time for you, whatever, right? And it might not be huge, but it is definitely won't make you feel happy and it won't make them feel happy, right? So it can be one of those things of, like, recognizing it can really make a difference in our lives going forward. Like, how do I keep my cool? And you don't have to keep your cool always. Like, it's definitely not saying this is the only way to be a good, happy person. We're just talking about, like, are there times where you lose your cool and you don't like it and it's not great and you wish you didn't and you would love to know some ways to not do that, right? Because there is definitely times losing our cool and being angry or frustrated at someone is totally legitimate, and it's actually the best thing for it from both sides, and we'll just get through it, right? But I'm more talking about the times where when you're really, really tired and nothing has gone right today and someone does or says something. It's like, you know, something as simple as like you go into the kitchen to make a hot drink and someone else has used your favorite cup, right? Like whether it's your cup or not, it's just the favorite cup that you always use. And you're like, I just like, why did you steal my cup? And they're like, I didn't know it was your cup. It's like, it's not actually my cup, but like, you know, it's the cup I always use and it makes everything better. And it's like, oh, sorry, do you want me to tip my drink? It's like, no, of course I don't want you to tip your drink. And you just start getting really wound up because you're like, using that coffee cup and having a drink in this like cup that's the perfect shape and size, it was just going to be your be-all and end-all to make things better. And you're like, I'm now being mean to someone who doesn't deserve it. But at the same time, I have all these feelings and emotions. How do you deal with it? Like, how do you keep your cool? How do you get your cool back? Because it's sometimes it's not about keeping your cool, is it? Because, like, we actually just lose it. We say the nasty thing. We say the mean thing. We, like, you know, stuff comes out. And then it's like, how do we reestablish our cool? And it sounds so cheesy, but one of the best ways is literally to breathe. Like, I know it sounds a bit ridiculous, but taking a really deep breath and then taking another one, like breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Oh, it's going to make me yawn. Right, so hopefully you've done some big breathing in and breathing out. Sorry about the sound effects. But it's that thing of, like, just doing that can help us in the moment find our cool a little bit. Maybe it's actually having a drink or something to eat. Because as someone in one of the trainings pointed out, your body and mind go, hey, we're able to eat and drink. A, there's nothing trying to kill us immediately. And obviously we have time to stop and relax somewhat to have the food and drink. And also we have food and drink, which means we can keep surviving because they're quite necessities of life, right? So that really helps bring you out of fight or flight. Like if you've started losing your cool to the point of being in fight or flight and you're starting to have a, like, you know, that real trauma reaction or like anxiety reaction, depending on what's going on. Like having something to eat, taking a deep breath, grounding, kind of just bringing yourself back into the moment and going, this is what's happening. It could be okay. And I'm not, because I say could be okay, because I don't want to say it's okay, because depending what's happening, it might not be okay. It's like, it may not be okay right now, but it can be okay again in the future. It's what's happening right now will pass at some point and we will get through. Talking about it will pass, every time someone says this too shall pass, which I'm sure is a quote from something that I don't actually know, but I only hear it in Sir Ian McCallum's voice when he's playing Gandalf, and it's not the quote that he says from that moment in whichever Lord of the Rings movie it is where he's underground and he's fighting the Balrog. And he stamps his staff in front of him and yells out in his very deep, gravelly, amazing voice saying, you shall not pass. So I hear that voice saying, this too shall pass. And I just, for some reason, that really helps me because like I just kind of feel like whether it's Gandalf or Sir Ian McCallum telling me, whatever is going wrong right now, whatever is making me lose my cool, the fact that I'm losing my cool, this will pass. It's okay. We can get through this. We just have to get through this. And it can be a really great thing to kind of just have in the back of your mind that it can pass, like it will pass. Whatever is causing the complete meltdown is actually okay. Like you can get through this, right? Some stuff will be reasonably quick. Some stuff will take a couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years. It just depends, right? One of the great things that I have found is especially if you've got to the point where you've lost your cool, like there is no cool left in the building, you've lost the plot, you're like, nah, everything sucks, everything's horrible, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I want to cry, or I am crying, everything's just dreadful. One of the best things to do, if you're able to, and I totally get that you might not be, because actually insomnia is one of those things that actually makes life even harder, Have a nap. Have a sleep. It is literally the human version of turning your computer off and turning it back on again. Because if we have a nap, even if it's just 20 minutes, it recalibrates something in our brain. It recalibrates something in our hormones and our internal chemical system. Like you just can wake up. Like how many of us have had that moment where we're going to sleep and we're just like so in our head about something so dreadful and it's so hard and we're never going to be able to cope with it and it's just the worst thing. And then you sleep and you wake up in the morning, whether you had a good night's sleep or not, you wake up in the morning and you're like, okay, it really sucks and everything's horrible, but I can manage it. Or you don't have that overwhelming sense of dread about it. Like it's still really hard, but it's like you have this newfound, okay, I'm not going to die from this. It's going to be horrible and I'm not looking forward to it. But it's just that whole turning your brain off and turning it back on insofar as you have a sleep and then you wake up again. And there is something to be said about the importance of the simple things that make a real difference for help us to keep our cool, right? So making sure we have enough food and drink during the day, having enough sleep, having our medication, spending some time doing things that actually make us happy. And that may not be every day. Life might be really hard. You can't manage that every day, but it's at least once or twice a week would be amazing. But sometimes we just can't keep our cool. And sometimes things are just, we can't get our brain to get back into our thinking brain. And we're just all an emotional brain. And we just need someone to help us get ourselves back into that thinking brain. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a series of support lines. So if you ever find yourself just in needing to reach out and talk to someone to help you to work out about how to get your cheese back on your cracker and get your cool back, you're going to have some of these. So grab a pen and paper and write these down. So if you need them, you've got them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT Team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a Crisis Assessment Team, they're part of the Community Mental Health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Don't stress if you missed any of those contact details of any of those helplines. We do play that at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So come back next week on Free FM 89.0 on Thursday at midday. We also do a repeat on Friday at 5:30 a.m. If 5:30 a.m. is a time that you exist, for me, it's the time I sleep. We also have another repeat on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And also you can find us on the Free FM website, on freefm.org.nz, also on Spotify, just look up Fighting Stigma. So hopefully it's given you a few ideas of things you could do to kind of, things just to start thinking about how to keep all cool when things get really rough and we're kind of not feeling so great. But hopefully that's been helpful. But from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.